Sagt Mishnah Vayitam, Masechtas Bava Metzia, Peri Gimel, Mishnah Zayin. We learned earlier that someone is makabel peris, bipikadon. Someone gives me peris to watch, and they're deteriorating. They're, most of the time we say just don't touch it. A person would rather have his own than money to buy new ones. Right? So adam mikav shaloi, one kav of his own is worth more to a person than nine kavin of his friend. For that matter, suppose someone gives me peris to watch. I should not say, he gave me 10 pounds. You know what? I'll pour in 10 pounds of my own. When he comes to pick it up, I'll give him 10 pounds. Of course, some of it will be his, some of it will be mine. What's the difference? He gave me 10 pounds, I'll give him back 10 pounds. Don't do that. Right, so the Makav Shalai person wants his payers. Let's say a Shomer either didn't know the halacha or he didn't listen, but this is what he did. He gave me 10 pounds of payers. I poured in another 10 pounds, figuring, so whatever gets mixed up, when he comes to pick it up, I'll say, you gave me 10, I'm giving you back 10. Now, the problem is, we're going to have some complicated math over here. You see, if he gave me 10 pounds of pay rice and I put it away in a corner, mice took some of it and got moldy, whatever. Fine, I say, look, I never touched it. There it is. It's yours, take it. But now, you know, he gave me 10 pounds. He wants back 10 pounds. I'm going to say, yeah, but the 10 pounds you gave me is not a whole 10 pounds. Some of it gets lost. So if he knows exactly how many pairs were his and how many pairs belonged to the person that gave him the pairs to watch, okay, so we can figure out the math. Figure out what the normal rate of decay is, and then somehow we'll come to a cheshm. Not so hard to make a cheshm. He had 10 pounds, I have 10 pounds. So whatever the rate of decay is, we divide it in half. You take half the loss, I take half the loss. Well, what if this person did like this? Let's say me, the Shimer. My friend gave me 10 pounds of pairs to watch. I poured in 10 pounds of my own pairs, figuring, okay, I'll give him back 10 pounds. But meanwhile, I keep using the pairs. And I don't know how much I used. So I'm looking at his pairs, it is 10 pounds and some are missing. But I don't know how to do the math here. I don't know how much is missing because I ate from it, or how much is missing because the mice took it, or whatever other reason. So the answer is we're going to make an average. We're going to make a cheshbon what the average is of usually how payers decay or disappear, and we'll apply it. We'll do our best. Now the Mishnah is telling us these shiurim. Hamafkid payers eitzel chaver. Let's say someone gives me a kor of payers. Kor is a kind of measurement. And I mixed it with my payers. Maybe the Bialim gave me rishus to do it. I also have a kor of pay rice, and I put it all together. And I was using from these pay rice, and I don't know how much I used. So I don't know how to make the cheshbon. I don't know how much is really missing. I don't know how much I ate or how much it decayed naturally. So the din is, I'm going to deduct the normal amount of what disappears from pay rice between mice or between natural withering away and things like that. And here's the shear. Lachitin v'la oires. For wheat and for oires, according to many shittas, is rice, that are peeled. We take off tisha chatzoi kabin, nine half kabin lakar per kar, and that would be in a year's time. How much is a kar? A kar is 180 kav. So basically we're saying 2.5%. That's what comes off every year. Lasoyin v'ladoichen, for barley and for doichen, we take off tisha kabin lakar. Not nine half cabin, but nine complete cabin per kur. Because they deteriorate at a much quicker rate than the chitim and the iris. What's doichen? Translation is millet. Kind of something that grows. La kusmin, or lazerapishton. Kusmin is spelt. Spelt is one of the chameshas milidogan. It's a type of grain. Some people eat spelt matzahs. Lazerapishton, pishton seed. Sholosh. Soin lakar, three saw per kar. A kar is 30 saw, so we're talking here about 10%. That's how much it goes down. Zakta Mishnah, hakol lefi hamida. It all depends on how many payers he was makabel. Notice if he was makabel two kar, he takes off six on per kar, in the case of Kusman and Zerapishtan and so on. If he was makabel only a half a kar, so he would take off 1.5, not 3. And Hakol lefi hazman. Depends how long he had it. Because when we say this shear, we say, let's say it goes down 10%, the kusman and the zerapishtan, that's per year. So if he had it 2 years, he takes off 20%. If he had it a half a year, he takes off only 5%. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, he argues on this hakol lefi amida. He says, look, what's happening over here? The mice are eating it, right? So, v'chima ichpis lehen l'achbarin, what difference does it make to the mice? How many kurim are here? While they eat the maximum amount that they would eat, bein meharba, whether they're eating from a stack of a lot of tefuah, or bein mekima, whether they're eating from a small amount of tefuah. There's only a certain amount of mice in the house, and they only eat a certain amount. They eat as much as they can. So what's the difference if there's 10 kor laying here or 1 kor laying here? They're not eating any more because there's more laying here. So why are you telling me, as I tanner Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri to the Tanakama, that if you have double the amount, you take off double the deduction? El rather, whether he has a kor or whether he has many kor, einoy moitzi, you don't take off. Chisroinois, you don't take off the assumed amount that's missing. Ella, rather, lekor echad bulvat, only for one kor. So if the shear for kusman or zeret pishon, that normally the mice eat is 3 sa per kor, you take off 3 sa, whether he has a kor or he has many kor. Now the Gemara responds to that mice isn't the only issue. Some of it rats, some of it like gets blown away. So there's more tefuah, there still is more missing. It's not just the mice. Rabbi Yehuda argues in the Tanakhama, and he says, if you had, let's say, 10 kor, don't take anything. Why not? Because just like sometimes tefuah deteriorates, the mice eat it, or naturally it kind of disappears, but tefuah also blows up. It gets like bloated. So once you get to 10 kor, it's true some of it will be missing. You can't say I'm giving you back less than 10 kor. Because really, even if you're giving back 10 kor, you're giving him back less. It already takes into account that some of it is missing. Because 10 kor, when it's laying for a long time, could become, I don't know exactly, 11, 12. The Batanura explains that during certain times of the year, the wheat are dry. In the rainy season, they're full of moisture and they start getting bigger. The question is, does it always equal out? Can I say, well, you gave me a certain amount and giving you back the exact amount, really I should give you less because some of it is missing, but even what you gave me normally would weigh more, so now that it's equal, everything works out perfectly. So Yehuda says it doesn't always work out that way. But if you have a lot means 10 kor and on, the Gemara explains, then the cheshbon does work out. Okay, so quickly chazring over, I received peres to watch. What I should have done was I should have kept it separate. This way I don't have to make any cheshbonis. If it's less, it's less. It's more. I don't know. I know from nothing. There's the bin. There's the peres you gave me. Take it back. Problem is, I mixed in mine. Now, maybe I had permission, maybe I didn't, but that's what I did. Imar discusses it, whether he had permission or not. So if he gave me 10 and I added 10 and I didn't take anything, so okay, so we can cheshbon things out. The problem is, let's say he gave me 10, whatever it is, and I added 10, but I kept eating from it. I don't know how much I ate. I thought, well, I'll just give him back 10. It doesn't work that way because the 10 is not 10. The 10 is less than 10. So how do I figure it out? I can't take the overall amount and see how much is missing because I don't know what the overall amount was. So therefore, we take off the average. And the Mishnah told us what the averages are. For wheat and rice, that's 9.5 kabam per kur in a year. For barley and millet, it's 9 complete kabam per kur per year. For spelt and linseed, it's 3 sa per kur. That's the most. It's 10%. The Tanakhama holds, depends how much. It depends for how long. If you have a kur, you can take off 3 sa. If you have 2 kur, you take off 6 sa. Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri disagrees. He says, wait a second. It doesn't just disappear into thin air. The mice eat it. But the mice, they only eat so much, whether there's a lot or there's a little. So why should he take off more because he has a lot? And as we explained, the Gemara says it's not just the mice. Some of it just scatters. Some of it, you know, rots away. Or there are other reasons why it goes down. And we said that Rabbi Yehuda holds that if you have a lot, you don't take anything off. Why? Because we're assuming you have 10 kor and on, that there are times that it actually gets bigger, it weighs more. In other words, had nothing been missing, if you would give me 10, I would take that same 10 and weigh it, maybe it would be 11 or 12, I don't know. So what I'm going to do now is, I'm going to say, listen, I'm giving you back 10. You gave me 10, I'm giving you back 10. You're going to say, wait a second, I gave it to you in the dry season, you're giving it back to me in the wet season, it should be more than 10. That means you're not giving me everything back that I gave you. And I say, no, because some of it is missing through the process of deterioration. So if it's 10 kor and on, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it evens out.